It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone, as he has for the last few weeks and months, couple of months, Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, we finally look like we're getting a little reprieve from snowstorms, and it's curious to find out what that means for up there. Plus, how are we looking up there? How are things starting to shape up? And he said he has good news, so we'll talk to Brett about that as well. Brett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, great to be here again. Yeah, we've got good news this round, so that's awesome. You know, it's after so many weeks of talking about high avalanche danger, we're kind of finally sliding into a lower avalanche danger, so it's good to bring this news to folks as well.
And well, and that's a good thing too. Like we said, we have been, it seems like, just bombarded the last couple of weeks with snow. And so what does that mean for up there, and how are things shaping up? And then we'll talk about, you know, what's coming as far as that goes too.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, the big picture is we had an unstable layer of snow, sugary, loose, faceted snow that formed early in the season. And we started stacking snow on top of it. And I think I've used this analogy before. It's kind of like trying to balance bricks on top of potato chips. And that doesn't work that well. And so we continue to stack more bricks on, you know, more snowstorms through December. And we had quite dangerous avalanche conditions, natural avalanches, human-triggered avalanches, and breaking deep. But what's happened is through all this storm, all these storms, they've been quite a bit of moisture in them. They've been high density storms, a lot of them, and in the long run, this is a great thing for our snowpack. It's kind of a slow process, but that weight slowly helps to compress that old sugary loose snow into more cohesive layer, and these layers, these new storm layers that were so high density, they also help to bridge. They make very strong layers of snow over that old weak snow. So we've got these bridges that are very difficult to break through into that older snow at this point. So it's kind of two things going on there, and both of them work in conjunction with each other, and both help to stabilize the snowpack. So that's been awesome. We haven't seen any avalanches break into that old weak layer near the ground since the 2nd of January. And it's pretty unlikely that we'll see any of that from here on out. So this is great news. What we'll be dealing with is mostly new snow instabilities when we see more storms come through. Basically, any storm that comes through, we want to pay attention to see if there's any instability within those new layers of snow. And what's much easier about this is that you can usually tell pretty quickly if those new layers are unstable by doing a couple of quick tests. It's much different than this sugary faceted stuff that's lurking deep in the snowpack, and you have no clue until it breaks really what's going on. Also, with these new snow storm layers, they generally, if there is any instability, it generally stabilizes relatively quickly, within a couple of days usually. So this is a much more manageable situation. You know, moving forward, what it looks like is we'll see storms. We make sure that there's no instabilities with the storm snow, and kind of proceed with caution for a day or so, and we should be pretty good. We should have nice, stable conditions and pretty safe avalanche concerns up there.
Well, and the one question that I asked before we came on the air, because, you know, it's just out of my own curiosity, is looking at the long-term forecast that we've got right now, maybe 7 to 10 days out, we don't have any storms locally in the forecast. What does that mean if now that snow sits up there for 7 to 10 days without new storms?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dave, and that's a big part of my job is I do monitor the snow surface conditions, because during long periods of high pressure, we can see those sugary layers form on the surface again. Now, they're not dangerous as they're forming, But what happens is once we start stacking more snow up on top of them, they can become dangerous. Now, in general, kind of a general rule of thumb, you know, we can go a week without any snowstorms. If it goes high pressure and we see cold, clear weather, we can go for about a week. And that's not really too detrimental to the snowpack. Once we get up to around 2 weeks or longer, that's when we really start to see problems and that sugary snow start to form on the snow surface. So we'll just have to monitor that stuff as time goes on. You remember last year when we went high and dry in the middle of from January well into February, and that produced an unbelievably loose, sugary layer on the surface, and then we, of course, we stacked it up and had dangerous avalanche conditions. Hopefully we're not going to see a repeat of that this season, but you never know. Time will tell.
Yeah, and we don't want to see that. So once again, we always like to end the conversation with, you know what, we're just putting this out there as information. It doesn't mean you can't go out and enjoy and be recreating outside. Just use caution. And are there certain things that maybe people, when they go out to do, like ride snowmobiles or cross-country ski or anything like that, even sledding, are there certain things that they could maybe look for that are like, well, you know what, we need to stay away from that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first thing that folks can do is check the daily avalanche forecast, which is updated by about 7 o'clock each morning, and it's at utahavalanchecenter.org. And that'll give you information about the current avalanche conditions and what to expect during the day. Now, for instance, today we have mostly low avalanche danger. So you kind of have to go out. If you're going to find trouble, you have to be kind of looking for it. You know, you have to really start getting into some very steep, radical terrain. Most people are not doing that. Some of the skiers and some of the snowmobilers like to get push into that stuff. So if you're doing that, then, you know, you're kind of asking for trouble. But for the most part, pretty low avalanche danger out there. Now, if you are getting out into avalanche terrain, you're getting out into slopes that are steep enough to slide. These are slopes that are steeper than 30 degrees, then you need to carry the proper avalanche rescue gear in case you do get caught or someone in your party gets caught in an avalanche. And that includes an avalanche beacon, avalanche shovel, and an avalanche probe. And those pieces of equipment can potentially help save your life. Now, it's not a sure bet, but if you are buried, it's about the only chance that your partners are going to be able to dig you out alive. So that gear is very important, and the knowledge on how to use it is also very important. So if you get that gear, make sure you practice with it and you're versed at it before you head out into the backcountry.
All right. Once again, Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, thank you so much for calling in and talking to us and letting us know what's going on up there. We'll talk to you in another week or so. How's that?
That sounds great. You know, it's really good to chat with you when things aren't so dangerous and we're screaming, stay out of mountains. You know, that's not what we want to do all the time. We want to be able to make sure that folks know when it's safe to be up there as well. So this has been awesome, Dave. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.